Your Eminence, Dukes, Earls, Viscounts, Vanguards, Boeing 707s, ladies in waiting, ladies who've given up waiting, Honorables, downright dishonorables, Granny and the twins, Barons titular, Barons hereditary, Barons court, Hammersmith, Sarthelians, all stationed. Be up, stand, and raise your glasses. The toast is the sovereign with which I would like to couple the Harper Crown, the Rose Crown, the Queen's Head, King's Arm, Duke of Westmoreland's kidneys.
Here, where's all this leading?
Ladies and gentlemen, round the hall.
Oh, nice.
Welcome to the show. Now, I expect you'd like to know the answers to last week's sporting quiz. Now, question one concerned the famous Surrey cricketer Albert Greep. And the answer was 107 by the time he retired. And we understand he got the family allowance on all of them. That's except the first, of course. Now then, question two had two possible answers, yes or no, and either was correct. Most of you got that one right. Question three, the fastest time for 100 meters is held by Olga Goshensky, an employee of the Russian gas board who read the lot in 2 hours. What? What a woman. Subject to confirmation, of course. Nothing acts faster or indeed worse than our own cool, satisfying, menthol-fresh Douglas Smith. Forward Smith.
Sir, it's time for the Round the Horn Forum of the Air, in which listeners ring in to air their views.
Oh, yes, here's the first call now. Hello. Oh, hello, Mr. Gunfutter. Good to hear your breath again.
Thank you. I'm trying to get something up, and I'd like you to sign it. I'd like you to sign your name on it.
Well... That depends on what it is.
It's a petition complaining about what the medical profession has done to me. The BMI have dismembered me, Mr. Orne.
Really?
Yes, they refused to accept me as a member, despite the fact that I'm an MDQ.
Well, an MD is Doctor of Medicine. Yes. What's the Q for?
Waiting for me surgery to open. I usually hold it in my landlady's bathroom.
Why is that?
It's cleaner than the coal shed. I find the bathroom is an ideal place to have a practice. I can sit down in comfort and practice the laying on of the hands. Nice. Yes. Usually on the patient's forehead.
Yes, I see, yes. A sort of fringe medicine.
Yes.
Tell me, do you charge your patients?
I?
Do you charge your patients?
No, not the ladies. I usually sidle up to them. Yes. I sells them a bottle of my herbal remedy at the popular price of 6 guineas a bottle.
6 guineas, a popular price?
Well, it's popular with me. When you sign my petition, all I'm asking you for is a gesture.
I'm giving you one, Mr. Gunfutter. Goodbye. Hello. Horn here.
Hello, Mr. Horn. I'm Secretary of the Hendon and District Women's Institute. We have just unanimously voted you Woman of the Year.
Well, it's a great honor, but I feel I should point out that I'm not really eligible.
Why not?
Well, if you remember, I was Woman of the Year last year. Ah, dear me, it's all go, isn't it? Yes, all go. Hello.
Hello.
Hello?
Hello.
Look, can you give me your name?
Certainly. Elias Mooseblaster. Can you give me yours?
By all means, Kenneth Horn.
Thank you. Well, goodbye, Mr. Mooseblaster.
Goodbye,
Mr.
This happens all the time, doesn't it? And now, via the radio link, an on-the-spot report from Gerald Monk's habit in the Sahara Desert. And once again, I must apologize for the poor quality of the reception.
Hello, this is Gerald Monkshabit speaking to you from the Sahara Desert. A major British company is drilling here for oil. But all they've found so far is... and... which has very little commercial value. They were optimistic, but earlier today, the chief engineer struck solid rock and bent his... which makes it impossible for him to carry on. And with that, I return you to the studio.
Thank you, Gerald Monkhouse. And now, with her dinkum blackened by the fierce sun of the Earl's Court Road, we have in the studio Miss Judy Coolibar.
Too right, sport. Keep your distance or I'll swipe you with one of my billy bones. Today I want to tell you about my new campaign to ban these filthy books. For instance, this one.
Well, let's have a look. The London Telephone Directory.
You may call it that. I call it pornography. They've got men and women side by side on the same page. Step Gaston.
Well, it makes it easier to get in touch.
What do you mean by that?
Nothing at all.
I mean, just look at it.
Pardon?
On page one. How to telephone abroad.
Yes, yes.
And there...
Probably something to do with Norfolk, you know.
Look at this. Instructions on how to look up your friends. And then look at this. There's this fellow listed here. Do you think that's his real name, Dunnett? He's just bragging, that's all. Fellas with names like that ought to change them. Wouldn't you agree to that, Mr.?
Moose Blaster. Elias Moose Blaster. Oh, a bit of luck there. Thank you. Thank you, Miss Judy Coolibar.
And now, I, Douglas Smith, step into the limelight with an item from my repertoire that has delighted audiences everywhere. Yes, fans, it's Douglas Smith, the golden voice of radio, to stand by for a flood of lyric melody as I burst forth in song. Thank you, Max. For years a fairy queen I've been.
I'm gonna have to tell her.
For years I foiled the demon king.
Demon drink, more like. He's got a nose like a peony. Just like a peony, his nose.
But alas, I'm getting on.
You must have bribed the producer.
Do you? The years have flown somehow, and I feel that fairy Snowdrop isn't wanted now.
Say that again.
Nobody loves a fairy when she's 40.
40. Round the edges, 40.
Nobody loves a fairy when she's old.
Oh, it's a disgrace. Let her announce the thing.
Yes.
When there's talented artists like us waiting about,
yes,
waiting, waiting.
I could have done Drake's drum with gestures.
Yes,
let him get on with it or he'll turn surly.
But it's a disgrace. Yes. I mean, there's Hugh kept hanging about here wasting his time. He could have been putting his broccoli in.
Yes. Yes, well, I mean, I have this small allotment. Just a few King Edwards and a cold frame. But it's nice to have the fresh veg.
No, the sooner he finishes, the sooner we can get on. Continue, Smith.
I'm not sure the mood hasn't been completely destroyed.
Oh, to get on.
Max, from the chorus, Allegro non troppo, with rallentando in the coda.
Oh. Yeah.
Nobody loves a fairy when she's 40. Nobody loves a fairy when she's old. She may have still a magic power, but that is not enough. They like their bit of magic from a younger bit of stuff. When you have lost your little fairy dimples and the moth-holes in your dress let in the cold, you stand there shouting, what ho! But they all pass by your grotto.
I shall say nothing at all.
probably the kindest thing to say. No one loves a fairy when she's old.
Well, personally, I'm glad that's over. I must say, Mather King will be relieved, too. And now... And so this week's production comes to an end. Or at least stops. And now a complete change of mood from the sober and thoughtful to the downright depressing. Yes, it's your own, your very own, Rambling Sid Rump.
Hello, my dear.
Now, what surprise have you for us in your gander bag this week?
Well, it is a 17th century ditty that tells of an apprentice loomer whose love goes awry in a cornfield, and he feels it's going against the grain. So he sings off his brief romance in a manner both reflective and lugubrious.
Oh, really?
Yes, it goes after this fashion, gaily, but with a hint of verdigris. Down yonder green valley, I first met sweet Sally. When twilight was falling, we both held our tryst. Mid groves that were gloomy, she vowed her love to me. But it was so light there, we had to play whist. Amid the bright barley, we stopped for a parley. While hoot owls were calling, we plighted our grunge. Above us the stars shone, my grammets got caught on a rambling rosebush and nadgered my man. Now with sorrow, deep sorrow, my wogglers are laden. For Sally's departed, she married for wealth. Although I still wander in yonder green valley, it's not so much fun when you wordle yourself.
Thank you, Rambling Sid. I think you moved all our moolies with that. Well, now, just lately I've been thinking about holidays, and I spotted an advertisement in my copy of the Corslet and Cummerbund Enquirer, which I buy for the I Spy section. Anyway, the advert read, Parlez-vous français? The Bonner School of Languages will teach you all you need to know. So, next morning I went round to their address in Chelsea. Hello, anybody there?
Oh, hello. Je suis Julien, cet homme ici et mon ami Sandy.
Oh, hello,
Gaston. Oh, nice.
Oh, bonjour, Françoise, and souvez la peace. How bonheur, thank you.
Yes, so you're a French teacher.
Mm. Oh, oui, oui.
Oui. Our motto, you're never alone on a foreign strand with a language taught by Jules and Sam.
Nice. Now, how can we help you, Visage de Coeur?
That's French for art face.
For a start, I'd like to brush up my Greek.
Well, don't let us stop you if it gives you any pleasure.
The Greek language.
Oh, well. We're not too hot on the Greek.
Not too hot.
No. To be honest, we don't know our alpha from our omega. All he knows is shish kebab, and all I know is the Acropolis.
By moonlight.
I.
Yes, you had an experience at the Acropolis. Oh.
Didn't you, Jill? Go on, Jill. I'd rather not speak of it.
No, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised. He could tell you things, Mr. Owen, that make Lawrence Darrell sound like Patience Strong.
Are you by any chance referring to Lawrence Darrell's Tunk?
I never repeat gossip.
Tunk is the title of Lawrence Darrell's latest novel. It's not a vulgar slang expression. I just put that in case the director general is listening. Mm. Now, where were we?
At the Acropolis.
frankly, we're not dab hands at your Greek.
Well, what do you specialize in?
Well, we concentrate more on the modern languages, French, Italian, Spanish. Then, of course, we do your various Chinese dialects, Cantonese, Cochinese, Pekingese.
Pekingese? How does that sound?
Would you believe Wolf Wolf?
Of course, we specialise in English for your actual foreign visitor.
Yes, we're working on an old Sikh now.
Yes, Ram Singh. Yeah. Ram Singh. Now, this is interesting, Mr. Mm. He didn't speak a word when
not
he came to us, did he,
not
you?
A word.
You, but you should hear him now. Mm. Fetch him out the cubicle, Jew. Come, fetch him out. Introduce him to Mr. Owen.
Mr. Ram Singh.
Ram Singh.
Come and meet a friend.
Come on, dear. Oh, yeah, come here, dear. This is Mr. Owen.
Well, how do you do?
Hello, Mr. Hondaki. How born at the valley, you dolly old eek.
Yes, very good. He's got all the palaver, isn't he?
He's a sort of jewel of the Orient.
Oh! How old is he? All right, Mr. Ramsing, that's the cubicle, Ducky.
Cubicle?
Yes, yes, that's our method. Soundproof cubicule and headphone. We call it polariphone.
Polariphone. Jewel has devoted his life to perfecting that method, haven't you, Jewel?
Yes, I have.
Tell him how you started.
I have.
Tell him how you started.
On the method.
Yes, go on.
I don't like. I find I'm nervous with strangers.
Ooh. Well, I'm not strange.
Oh, get him! Go on, Jewel. Tell him how it all started. Tell him.
Well, I had this friend.
Friend?
Yeah. In the Merchant Navy. And every time he came into port, he brought me something.
Brought him something?
Yes.
Every time he came into port?
Yes. Like a ukulele or a ship in a bottle.
He was generosity itself, that boy. Yes. Jock.
Friend of Gordon.
Friend of Gordon. Gordon introduced, used to make these ships in bottles himself, didn't he,
yes,
Jewel?
Yes, all by himself.
Oh, you'd be amazed what Jock could do with a bit of wood and a buckle.
Yes, that's one of his on the mantelpiece.
On the mantelpiece.
Yeah, well, I can see that. I can see the bottle, but there's nothing in it.
No, it's the Marie Celeste. So when he rode up, one leave, he brought me a parrot.
And this parrot could speak 17 languages.
Sort of polyglot.
Yeah. Yes, so I thought if a dumb beast could do it, so could I.
And that's how it started. And today, Jewel can say, Polly wants a cracker in every language in the world.
Yes,
every language in the world.
So we started this school up.
Oh, what a fascinating story, he said, lying in his teeth.
So what language would you like to learn, Mr. Orme?
Well, I think perhaps Spanish.
Oh! Oh, fabulosa. Yes, all right. Well, we start you off with lesson one. Yeah, thank you. Yes. Now, here's a list of Spanish phrases and what they mean in English. You learn these for the start.
Yes, they're useful phrases like the traveller.
I see. Right. Now, what's this? Good morning, good afternoon, good night, hello, I cannot speak Spanish. Please write it down. I am lost. This man is pestering me. Night, policeman, I have lost my handbag. I've lost my handbag. I thought you said these were useful phrases for the traveller. Now, what use is that to me?
Well, when we was in Spain, we found it very useful.
Well, anyway, I took that course, and within a week I was fluent. And when I arrived in Spain, the very first night I went to a bodega, and within a few minutes I was chatting fluently with a señorita. I don't know exactly what I said, but I spent the second night in the local jail. Cheerio. See you next week.
That was Round the Horn, starring Kenneth Horne, with Kenneth Williams, Hugh Paddick, and Betty Marsden. On the musical side, you had Max Harris Group, and the script was by Barry Took, Johnny Mortimer, and Brian Cook. The program is produced by John Simmons.